It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
Friday Flashback, brought to you by Visit Cleburne, where you can make new traditions all year long. Well, since for no other fact that it's Elle's birthday today, and I got to thinking about people from Kansas, country singers from the state of Kansas.
Yes.
And we play her a lot, but we never really do anything in the flashback about one Martina McBride. In an underrated song to the year
2001,
when she finally got to crank it up and let it loose.
When God
I love this song.
Atta girl. Tell him. No time.
Martina McBride.
No slap dabber, tell me what
by the way, born in Sharon, Kansas, which at the last census had 147 people in it. Mm. So, tiny town in southern Kansas.
Sharon.
But a big, big voice, Martina McBride. And lovely soul, too. She's fantastic to have on the show and just go see in concert. Still to this day, belts it out like nobody else in the business. And it was those pipes that Martina McBride. Reba ran into this for a very long stretch in her career and notably complained, would y'all stop sending me ballads and slow, sad songs? Because if there was a big, slow, sad song, in the 80s, it went to Reba. In the 90s, they all went to Martina McBride.
I mean, to be fair, it's because she's such a great singer and
absolutely.
Very few people can do that.
Yeah. She did songs that nobody else could pull off. In fact, she was one of the, in American Idol lore, don't do a Martina McBride song just like you don't do a Whitney Houston song.
Yeah,
don't do it.
You're only going to sound good in your car.
But she got to finally let loose here. This came off her greatest hits album, actually, as a single, 2001, when God-fearing women get the blues. And it was written by Texas girl, great voice in her own right, Leslie Satcher, if you know anything about her. So Leslie wrote this song just kind of bored before a demo session. Like she was going to go in and record, and she just kind of wrote it on a legal pad, just waiting to kill the time. Didn't think much of it, but once it got to Martina, well, she knew what to do with it, of course. In the background vocals, you'll hear Dan Tominski, who's famously with Alison Krauss and Union Station, and of course, saying, I'm a man of constant sorrow. I looked up, Billboard magazine gave it a positive review when it came out, but it said it was, quote, the best song that Patti Loveless never recorded. That's a backhanded compliment.
What?
Yeah, it became Martina's 13th top 10 hit. There's that Kansas girl.
Lock up your husband. Lock up your son.